With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Supreme Court will decide the fate of President Trump's birthright citizenship order.
Trump's order says that children born to parents who are in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not considered American citizens. The justices will hear Trump's appeal of a lower court ruling that struck down those citizenship restrictions. Birthright citizenship is the first Trump immigration-related policy to reach the Supreme Court for a final ruling. The case will be argued before the Supreme Court in the spring, with a definitive ruling expected by early summer. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
To give baby the shot or not, there's a revised recommendation for the parents of newborns.
A federal vaccine advisory committee is abandoning its longstanding advice that all babies get hepatitis B shots at birth. For decades, the government advised all infants be vaccinated against the liver infection right after birth. Well, now the committee recommends the birth dose only for babies whose mothers test positive. For others, it will be up to the parents and their doctors to decide if a birth dose is appropriate. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A federal judge has given the Justice Department permission to release transcripts of a grand jury investigation into Jeffrey Epstein's abuse of underage girls in Florida. The case ultimately is without any federal charges being filed. U.S. District Judge Rodney Smith said Friday that a recently passed federal law ordering the release of records to the cases overrode the usual rules about grand jury secrecy when the documents will be released is unknown. Netflix has struck a deal to buy Warner Brothers, Disney, the Hollywood giant behind HBO Max, and others. The $72 billion deal announced earlier today would bring together two of the biggest players in television and film and potentially reshape the entertainment industry as we know it. This is SRN News. As correspondent Michael Harrington reports, there are a lot of troubled people around the globe.
The Gallup organization has put together a World Emotional Health Report Card, and its findings are not good. According to the survey, about 40% of adults say they worry daily. 37% are stressed, 26% are sad, and 22% are angry. These numbers are all up from those recorded just 10 years ago. The slide in global emotional health correlates almost exactly with the relentless decline in religious faith in nearly every part of the world. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is blasting China for a rash of detentions. The Communist Party has been rounding up pastors across the country in recent weeks, along with some of their parishioners, the clergymen-led house churches. The U.S. CIRF says with these arrests, the CCP once again has demonstrated its utter contempt for religious freedom. This is SRN News. Stocks are once again inching closer to record highs. Seth Sutel has more from New York.
Stocks rose to the edge of their all-time high on Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 104 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.3%. The modest moves capped a quiet week for Wall Street following weeks of sharp swings. Warner Brothers Discovery rose 6.3%. Netflix said it would buy Warner Brothers after it splits off from Discovery Global. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.13%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Groundbreaking architect Frank Gehry, who was behind the acclaimed Guggenheim Museum in Balboa, Spain, and Disney Concert Hall in Los Angeles, has died. He was 96. He died earlier today in his home after a brief respiratory illness. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.